This is a HeadGum Podcast.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
So I'm crashing, smashing the truck, crashing it, and firing blasters off of it. It was me. I'm in there with Mad Max, mm-hmm. and we're battling. It's like the gas is the only currency, and we're basically like...
Gas is the money.
The gas has become
the
money. And
that's real.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And we're smoking that gas as well. We're smoking yeah. that loud. We're hitting the gas. And we're actually having a lot of fun and cracking up. And we're listening to not the Grateful Dead themselves, but this Grateful Dead cover band called Shakedown Street.
Okay.
And we've got a bunch of tapes of their shit, and we're playing it. And it's in some
and
ways
you're smashing.
Better than the Dead.
And you're smashing
it. Oh, and we're smashing the truck into the guys, into yeah. these like neo-futuristic punk mega, you know, freakazoid.
Yeah. But at the same time, you are smoking loud. You are getting bankrupt.
No, it's a little bit of cognitive dissonance, right? Because
yeah.
inside the truck, we are bankrupt. We're smoking that loud. We're actually like... Cheebin' so hard we're on Easy Street, and I'm deep in the fucking vibes on Shakedown Street, and they're going a touch of gray, and I'm like, oh yeah, it's,
yeah,
oh, nice.
that's a very deep
touch
cut
of gray. Yeah, they're doing that one. They're going Terrapin Station, and I'm like, oh yes, this is so good. The Turtle Station. But on the outside, just outside the window, it's actually fairly hectic because
yeah.
we are battling these future punk neoistic
neolithic
gothic.
I think the word you used was right.
Neonistic gothic, you know, freakazoid
yeah.
dweebies. And it's just interesting to think about like how those two things can exist at once and the kind of duality of
man. They're very different things. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Being high and shooting.
And shoot and blasting and smashing. So, you know, but somehow we combined them. So anyway, that was my weekend. Hello, Monday.
Welcome to Hollywood Handbook. This is actually a big episode. I'll say the whole thing. Welcome to Hollywood
Huge.
Handbook. Insider's Guide to Kicking Button Dropping Names is the recovery line that colleagues of this industry we call showbiz. We are excited to have... So let me just say, most of the guests that we have on this show are weak. Just say it. They are weak people.
The guests we have are weaklings. They're cowards. I am ashamed of the guests we often have on the show because they are puny little worms.
They get mostly into comedy because they have very like small arms and they are babies and they're weak.
They're genetically fucked. And so it's like, I guess I better make people laugh because I'm such a worm that anyone could just squish me under their shoe at any time if they want.
But today we have really our first guest who is doing big action. It's Jack.
Hello.
It's Jack Quaid.
Jack.
Oh, was I supposed to talk?
Jack Quaid.
Jack Quaid.
Yeah.
Jack Quaid. You've been Jack Quaid.
Oh, yeah. I say that all. Have I been formally introduced yet, or should I?
What do you want us
yeah,
to do,
yeah, I think
man?
Actually we gave you an extremely long introduction.
And it was actually very generous. So.
No, I don't know. It's just that it's that. Oh, it's great. It was very generous. You know, there's always that thing, you know, in the beginning of podcasts where like clearly the guest is there in studio.
Not always. But, not always.
OK. Yeah, I guess not.
We can do the credits. Do you want to do the credits?
Let's do them.
Hunger Games.
Oh yeah, I was in that.
And in this is not so much. Well, there's Rampage punching.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know if I did any punching in Rampage. I'm trying to think. I think
you
I
got punched.
Ran. I got
took a punch.
I think I just got scared and ran away at one point.
What going on, big giant wolf Ralph?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was. That was crazy.
Crazy and, man. Crazy times.
And maybe the most action-packed show of the last decade in terms of how it's just essentially beating up my brain and my heart with like drama and just being so intense and fucked up and twisted is Vinyl.
Mm-hmm.
Where Jack is Clark.
Yeah, you know my character name. I think you probably saw that on IMDb. I don't know if anybody really remembers that show, but...
We recorded an entire bonus episode on Vinyl, actual Vinyl that we have sold at stores.
Oh.
That's sort of an additional episode of both
our show and of your show.
Oh, sweet. Yeah. Oh, cool. Yeah. Like a little collaboration.
And you're reining in Richie Finestra and you're trying to sign Alice Cooper and yeah. You're just going crazy.
Yeah, no, that was wow. You get
and the fucking nasty bits are in there, and they're the next big thing, and you can feel it. But can they be tamed? You know, is it worth the risk? Because these guys, they don't want to do what's commercially viable, right? They just want to fucking chop it up, man. It's crazy. Cocaine is, you know.
Yeah, it's a yeah. It's like '70s. So yeah,
no, they were. Put it, schwack that shit right up the schnozzola, man. That's it. And that's how we were back then.
Okay, you're
back.
It
seemed like you froze again for a second. I just wanted to make sure you said what you wanted to say about it. Was something about...
you know, it's nothing new. I mean, nothing new under the sun with this stuff. It's just you schwack that shit straight up the schnozzola. You get it a nice, big, fat, chunky fucking goddamn gorilla finger down there on there. You chop that line up. You look yourself right in the eye when you get down to the mirror. Mm-hmm. A lot of guys roll up a dollar bill or something like that, but you know me. I snap a Bic pen in half, take the ink part out, use that tube, and they just take it straight to the dome. It goes into your brain. You feel it hit, man. And when the drip drops down into your throat, it's that right kind of bitter, man. All like fucking... letting a Smartie dissolve on your actual fucking top of your esophagus there. And it's a little tingle down the whole spine. And I'll tell you what, you walk out after doing one of those babies and you get back from the bathroom into the club and you're ready to dance. And now you're actually ready.
Does it need to be a Bic pen?
I mean, you know, you want to try it with a Pilot pen, be my guest, but I don't know where those things are made.
Mm-hmm. You know where
I've been to the factory.
Okay. That, yeah.
I've been to the factory in Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. Filthy as all get out. I mean, one of the dirtiest places I've ever been, but it's American made. The thing's right, I think. I don't know. I don't use them for that. Uh-huh. But I'll tell you what, that tube holds up. It could sustain a real beating because sometimes when I'm snorting 10, 15 lines in a night, my nostril starts convulsing, shaking, and it squeezes the pen in a way that I got a feeling a pilot would be leaving shards up in the top of your friggin' sinuses. So, I, you know, my recommendation, of course, is Bic pen, but what do you like, Jack? What's the pen you want to use?
To snort?
Yep.
Oof. I mean, okay.
What do we got on the desk there?
Yeah, what do I have? Oh, it's a pilot, so it's not, this isn't good.
Well, we don't know.
Shit, man. I mean, you know.
We don't know. Go to the factory.
It's your nose. I mean, you want to walk through the factory, go ahead. I could tell you about the Bic factory.
Do we know where the pilot factory is? Is that also?
Again, I've pretty explicitly stated that I don't know where it is.
Okay, right. Is it worth a Google or is it just...
Yeah, are you asking me to look it up for you?
No, I mean, my computer's right here. I can do it if you need me to.
This guy
must be using a little bit of the stuff himself, the confidence.
Pilot pen factory.
That's a click pen, right?
Yeah, it's a click.
Like a G2, is that what it is?
Is that the G2?
G207. I don't know if that's like the seventh one in
bold
the pack.
Or fine?
I don't know if bold it was made in 07 or if it was...
medium? Fine.
I think so.
Looks fine.
That means it's got a fat tip, the 07.
If it was bold, I'd know it.
Pilot Pen Factory is getting no results in Google.
Zero Maps. Results.
Zero results. So I don't know.
Wow.
I guess it's just a mystery.
Oh, wow.
The only thing you have to be, if you try it, that has a spring, of course, because it's a big pen. And if you do get too excited and you don't take it out, you will end up having spring brain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does have a spring. That's not good.
Mm-hmm. Spring brain forever.
Yeah, yeah. For sure.
So,
yeah.
You did that. And then we arrive at the show that has basically ruined my life and stolen everything that I've built.
Mm-hmm.
R.I.P. my mentions. Can I say that?
Yeah.
Because it's a whole lot of, I thought this was going to be a documentary about Sean and Hayes.
Uh-huh.
And just the trailer for The Boys over and over and over again. The Boys, everyone doing it. And I have to watch it all the way through every time.
No, because you guys refer to yourselves as The Boys, right?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not every time.
But we've definitely
and
done
not
it.
For a little while.
It's our promo code.
Mm-hmm.
No, I've heard that. Yeah, that's
mm-hmm.
It's kind of a conflict, I guess. Or I don't know. Is that
not for me?
Okay. Well, you guys are cool with it. That's fine.
We will eventually, and just the long arc of history,
mm-hmm.
that name will be ours again. That's okay. Like I know that.
Right.
Like. When they're like dusting off like the relics of society and they read the ancient book of like the way we live now,
mm-hmm.
like, you know, will they be talking about the Boys of Amazon show? Maybe, but not with that name. It'll have a
Got
different
it.
Name.
It'll just be called the boys at Earth Amazon superhero show.
Yeah, something they'll have to add more like clarifying terms.
Right. But you guys aren't called. The podcast isn't called The Boys. It's just kind of what you guys call yourselves.
Well, we are right? The podcast, Jack.
Right, right.
Jack, we are the podcast.
No, right.
It's just
no.
The podcast doesn't exist independently of Hayes or I.
Mm-hmm.
True.
So, and we are The Boys.
Okay.
I've been longer than you were.
Yeah, no, I mean,
right?
I think so.
How old are you?
Don't need to think.
How old are you?
I'm 28.
Ugh, wish I were 28.
Oh, God, kill to be 28.
Then I could drive a rental car.
Oof.
Yeah.
I'm 23.
Mm-hmm.
And I am 28, actually.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, just turned. Just now.
Yeah. Happy birthday. Really? No.
Yeah.
There's today. No way. Okay. Great.
Today.
Yeah. You think there's no way it's his birthday?
I don't know. I mean, it seems just very... I feel like he would have opened with that, you know? Like, hey, it's my birthday today. And I would have said happy birthday. You know, I would have been prepared.
Well, you were mad about not getting exactly the right introduction.
No, I wasn't mad. I didn't know.
And so I can't imagine that Sean saying, it's my birthday.
Yeah, I feel like that would have gone over very poorly with Mr. Ego Man over here.
Okay, look, I it wasn't that I...
The ego has landed.
It's not that I know... Okay, it wasn't that I didn't get the intro that I wanted. I just... you kind of left a space and I wasn't sure like, oh, do I start talking now or...
Word of advice, and I saw this on a shirt in Las Vegas, your ego is not your amigo friend.
That makes sense.
And friend isn't part of the shirt, actually.
That would be the same.
Be kind of redundant.
Yeah.
So just to get it clean, I know Hayes likes when I get things clean. The shirt says, and it's an open quote, your ego is not your amigo. Close quote.
Did so you this buy show...
Okay.
You are... being a major badass and you're beating up foolish bad guys.
You're basically blowing people up through their assholes.
Yeah, that's actually true. That actually happens.
Yeah, I know.
That's what he just said.
Right, yeah. Yeah.
So it's just, but it's a good example of like exactly how tough you are in the show where it's like you're basically blasting, exploding people to smithereens. They don't even exist anymore. They're dead. And you're even willing to go in through the asshole to do it.
I didn't think that'd be part of my life, but it's crazy. It's just like, you know, I didn't realize that I would be known as the guy that blew
man
up
plans.
Yeah.
And God mm-hmm. laughs.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
You know,
totally.
But let's talk about what we really need to do today. This is,
you want to know how to make God laugh?
Sure.
Want to know how you make God laugh? Tell him you're not going to blow anybody up through their asshole.
There you go.
Yeah, he'll crack up. We'll see. He'll say, hey, Jesus, check this out. I'll say, get over here. And look at this fucking chump. Hey, hey, pass that over here, man. Look at this fucking shithead. Thinks he ain't gonna blow nobody up through their asshole. It's good, right? Oh. You got any more of that?
So today, we have something we've actually been meaning to do for a really long time and have actually explored with almost every other guest who has come onto the show. We'll talk beforehand and be like, hey, we were thinking of doing this thing. And so far, they have just been too weak and frail to actually get the job done. So we are going to do it today. We have our producer, Kevin, is here.
Hey, Jack.
Hey, hey, Kevin.
Thanks for being here.
Yeah, no, it's thanks for having me on. This is really fun.
Yeah, I know.
Today we are going to beat Kevin's ass.
Okay.
This is not a violent show. This is not what we normally do on this show, and it's something we're only going to have to do once.
Hasn't been traditionally violent, but Kevin has gotten pretty big for his britches lately, and he's been in need of a good solid pounding, and as Hayes said, none of our other guests were up to the task, so we do need you to assist us, and we are going to fix the problem.
And so today is not so obviously we're doing a pilot where this is Zoom. We're not going to like actually be beating his ass right now. Today is mostly about the setup and like creating the circumstances for when the three of us will do this, will physically smoke this bitch.
Okay, so you're saying that after this podcast is like this is a rehearsal for like post pandemic, post this recording, us
possibly if you want to wait till after the pandemic. I mean, I have some respect for that. But it's also like if we all go and get tested at the same time and it comes back clean and we create sort of a kicking Kevin's ass bubble the way the NBA has, I think that could be pretty safe. Mask up, get some gloves, maybe some boxing gloves, and just pound this little twerp.
Wait, so why are we, I mean, Kevin seems like a cool, why are we doing this? It's like a rehearsal?
You couldn't even finish it.
What?
Right? You couldn't even finish saying that Kevin was
you
cool.
You just told on yourself.
I didn't tell it. I just said,
you couldn't even say that he was a cool guy.
Right. Well, you said, you
went, Kevin seems like a cool, and then your brain shut your mouth off.
No, it was more so,
Jack.
Kevin, it's, what I'm trying to say is, I mean, you said earlier that we talked about this before the podcast, like, oh, okay, let's, we'll beat up Kevin or whatever, but that was the first time I heard it.
Well, because like, you're like strong. It, like, if we're, like in other times we'd be like, do you think you can like physically handle delivering an ass beating?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
First class overnight.
What's interesting, do you guys think that I'm good at kicking ass because there's like action moments in my show? Is that what's going on?
This is what we have to, this is
fucking,
and I'm just gonna let that go. I'm just gonna let that one go. But I do have one piece of advice, which is your ego is not your amigo, friend.
Right.
So and not to like disparage you or anything, but like this is what we are forced to deal with at this point.
This is like the closest.
The options are
not.
Yes, exactly. So the options are going another few episodes without kicking Kevin's ass, or going with the person who has at least been around people that are beating guys up and has like seen it and been like, oh, okay, that's and knows like, oh, that's one move.
Okay, well, I don't want to say my show again, so I guess I'll just say, like, on The Boys.
Carl Urban's show.
Oh, so my show. Yeah. So now we're talking about my show.
Right, okay. So on the TV show that I am part of the cast of, I don't beat
a pretty
a
big
of,
part.
Yeah, I don't really beat anybody.
Where are we
yet.
on the call sheet?
Two?
What, so who's number one?
Carl.
Carl Urban's show.
Yeah, okay. So on Carl Urban's show, I don't do a lot of like kicking ass. You know, I'm more so the guy that gets beat up or reacting to crazy stuff. So I don't really have a ton of experience. I've never really, in my own personal life, I've never been in a fight. So I don't know how well equipped I am. I guess, okay, is today the day? I guess maybe today is the day.
Like I said, we're not going to do it today. We are going to plan it today.
Okay,
so this is, so we've just got to, everything has to be kind of arranged and stuff, especially because, like, there it is a pandemic. And so, like, we do.
If Hayes was a superhero on The Boys, he'd be Captain Planet.
Yeah.
Because he's so good at planning things out.
Oh, plan it. I get it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. You said yeah, but just to the, just the idea of me being Captain Planet from the show.
Mm-hmm.
That's okay. Kevin, you will need to be lying down.
Which way? Because I get, my tummy gets upset if it's down.
If it's face down?
Face down.
And then I'm pissed for the rest of the day. Yeah. Face down. I'm going to clown.
This is so, yeah, Kevin has talked about this, and this is kind of complicated, but he gets sick when he's lying face down because the food in his stomach makes contact with the back of his belly button, which creates this like curdling effect. I can't even talk about it. It's actually too disgusting.
It's actually truly horrifying and nauseating. And the fact that he understands the sort of physiology of what's happening in there in such a way that he was able to like diagram it for us. And we watched him lie down face down one time on the table, the like signed Earwolf table, whoever bought that. And you can hear it happening in there, and it's fucking gross, dude.
Normally what I have, or I try to have them do, Jack, is put their ear on my tummy and so that they can hear it like kind of moving around. But
now you can't.
They said it.
You
they
can't
said
do that
I, should, I can't
of the
do that anymore.
Pandemic, or just in general, they don't.
They
want.
Said in general, but they said especially during the pandemic.
Okay, are you cool with this, Kevin? Are you you're fine with? I don't know.
Don't
a rehearsal of a future.
I like to think of it as a dress rehearsal because we're all like we're probably wearing the clothes we're gonna wear for it.
Okay,
Kevin knows he's not doing a good job, and when you don't do your job, you can get this work.
Okay, wait. So he's going to lie down, and then what happens?
Apparently he's going to lie down supine.
On my back.
Soup's on.
Lying down on your... Can you lie down on your side? Can you, like, curl up on your side a little bit?
Yeah, we could get you a hug or, like, a huggy pillow.
I start to feel it a little bit, so it depends how long I'm on my side.
It would actually probably be good for you to throw up before this. So maybe that is a good idea.
Okay.
So you lie on
you
your
guys
side.
Do you have like any stinky food that makes me throw up fast?
Kevin, you know you have, and we're not going to give you more stinky food. And see, this is exactly what, like, this is what I'm talking about. He's, even this is an opportunity for like, oh, what can I get out of this? Oh, maybe I can add to my limitless already supply of stinky food.
What do you mean by stinky food exactly?
Don't encourage him.
I just want to.
I'm glad you asked. You can normally see the smell on it. You ever see
like,
a cartoon where you can see the
like
smell?
The lines, like the mm-hmm. like the
that's
wavy
based
lines.
On real life, Jack. Yeah,
yeah.
So would be good. Maybe if you could get in a shopping cart, if you could be lying on your side in a shopping cart, so we could just kind of gently. You live in an upstairs unit, right?
Yeah, the closet or crawl space. I always mix those up.
Yes. And it's stairs. Is it stairs or an elevator going down?
It's a flagpole.
Oh, God. That's right. I forgot.
Now, just on the way up, because we do need to plan it pretty delicately, how many of your, like, stinky food soldiers are we going to encounter on the way? Kevin has this, like, group of cronies that he's been quarantining with called the Gross Out Gang.
Okay.
They're like... Are you going by the Yucky Bunch now? I know you were deciding between
the
two.
We just changed to the Yucky Bunch, yeah.
Okay, so anyway, he kind of like fashioned these like Frankenstein like soldier things out of all mm-hmm. his stinky foods. And I don't know, I'm not like a tech guy, like I don't know how he's animating them. But they do kind of basic judo moves and so forth. And okay. we are going to encounter that. We are going to have to beat them up. I mean, luckily, like, you don't have to feel bad about destroying them or anything. I mean, they're just stinky
food. It's just food. It's just stinky food. Okay.
Yeah.
I guess the yogurt's alive or whatever. I'm not like a science guy. I don't know exactly how that works, but I guess
the bacteria
alive. Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe. It sounds like you know more than I do about it.
I just said the word bacteria. That's kind of where my knowledge stops.
Okay.
Okay. So this the Yucky Bunch, they are, I guess, human shaped cronies.
They're like beast shaped. I mean, okay. Yeah.
So they don't have like arms, like two arms, two legs. Sometimes they're like four legs.
They're all different kinds. You know, there's like one like kind of creepy like spider one that you know crawls around, and then there's like sort of like a panther made of like old like cheese and like magazines and stuff.
Okay. All right. So we're gonna go in there. We take care of the Yucky Bunch. And then is Kevin kind of like the final boss at the end?
Kevin will be, yeah, the final boss, except like lying down.
Okay.
And so we will either, he'll be already in his shopping cart, or we load him inside it and we push the shopping cart, I guess, through the hole. Will it fit through the hole that the pole is in?
I'll have to get a smaller shopping cart.
It's pretty big. It actually kind of defeats the purpose of having a fireman's pole. There's a big distance between like the edge of the hole and the pole itself. So a lot of time you do end up just like kind of falling in.
Mm-hmm.
And getting up is like basically impossible.
Well, you got to jump to the pole.
Yeah. And so you, Kevin, when I've seen Kevin do this, he usually ends up glancing off it. Mm-hmm. Just. And then maybe he just like bounces off and stays on the upper floor, or maybe he gets kind of like hooked on to the edge of the hole for a second and then drops down below. But he'll get down.
Right.
And then at some point, I guess we do have to throw a shoe at him, like random task.
From Austin Powers?
That's interesting. You know him from Austin Powers. That's just kind of like a mainstream project that he did.
Yeah, if that's like your main experience with him, then I think you should.
I know him from, I see, and that's so funny. I thought you were an actor and stuff and like new sort of like classic. Yeah. Have you seen In the Company of Men?
No, actually, I haven't seen that.
Okay, so
it's LaBute and it's Eckert and it's actually it's really powerful exploration of kind of toxic masculinity, but Random Task is in there. He plays a bathroom attendant in one of the scenes, but he's like,
does he throw a shoe?
Yes,
he does throw a shoe. Yes,
okay,
but he's being helpful.
Okay, yeah. He's like
throws it onto a guy's foot.
Mm-hmm. So, In the Company of Men, is that because it's random? Sorry, because it is Random Task.
That's okay.
Is it in the is it in the Austin Powers universe?
See, this is so interesting to me. So in your mind, all the roles that you have played, you are the same guy.
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying, because you're saying Random and Task so Clark, is in Austin Powers. No, you're saying
from Vinyl is doing the Hunger Games.
That's not what it's called. What I'm saying is, no, I'm not saying that. I think all the parts
I've played are... That's not what it's called.
Okay, well, all right. You know what I'm trying to say. Like, Random Task, the character, is in the Company of Men an extension or a sequel to Austin Powers?
Look, where,
like,
you don't have to worry about any of this.
Okay,
you don't have to worry about any of this.
He's not even there. We're just throwing a shoe like he does.
Right, it's just a common
reference point.
It doesn't matter. All you have to do is, if I miss, just go get it and bring it back.
Okay.
And I'll do it again.
I don't have to beat up Kevin because I have mixed, like very mixed feelings on that.
You do absolutely have to beat up.
Oh, you're going to cream his ass.
Yes.
Kevin's toast, man.
I mean, Kevin, you're smiling. You seem like this is.
That's not at you.
Sorry?
I have a mirror behind the screen.
Oh, okay. He's practicing his smile.
He's been practicing his smile during all of these episodes lately, and it's so you're right to point it out. It's part of the reason we want to beat his ass.
Mm-hmm.
Is for some reason he believes if he perfects his smile, if he somehow develops the perfect smile, that he will get a promotion or something's going to happen for him, but it's all he works on and he won't have to do this anymore, he says. But we're hoping that part of beating his ass will also be like knocking out at least one of his teeth.
And Kevin, again, I just need to hear like, I'm okay with this.
I encourage it. Yeah.
Okay.
I kind of asked for it a little bit.
All right. I mean, I don't know. I still feel kind of weird about.
He is saying that to get us to stop. And he will be trying to like kiss our feet and elbows as we are absolutely just laying in him, pounding his ass. Mm-hmm. So
it's a clever technique, but since we're aware of it, then it's just not going to happen. And his Happy Meal ass will be kicked all the way up and down Main Street by yours truly and by, of course, Jaquaid and my friend Hayes. And nothing will stop us. And at the end of it, Kevin's going to have them summer teeth.
Meaning one tooth is out or
summer teeth, some ain't.
You get a
look in that mouth.
Hollywood Handbook.
Hey, gang, looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the mom in your life? Well, Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. You can find the hottest, most beautiful pictures of your mom for Aura's annual MILG event. MILG, that's Mom I'd Like to Gift. This Mother's Day, let your mom know you'd love to gift her. She's a MILG. Tell her that. From grandmothers to new mothers to aunts, even the friends in your life, they all can be MILGs. They're moms, and you'd like to gift them. So go ahead and find the most gorgeous pictures of your MILG, upload it to an Aura frame, give it to her, and you will be awarding her with the best digital photo frame as named by Wirecutter. Selected as one of Oprah's favorite things? Okay, that's big MILG energy. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to MILGs of all ages. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. That's right, listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's A-U-R-A, frames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Celebrate your MILG!
Hey, did you guys know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about like maybe 3-4 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 5 million subscriptions every month. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, just never ending. I had subscribed with the police for a permit to smoke trees. This was many years ago. I mean, like, I barely used it. I haven't smoked trees in like in many, many years. And they make it so hard to cancel. You have to go to the police station. They're like, you sure? Sure would be nice to like smoke down a big ass tree right now. And like, they just make it seem more appealing than it actually is. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on that subscription. Any other, they went down to the police station for me. They talked to the chief. Like, they make it so easy. They find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They monitor your spending, help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You have full control over your subscriptions, a clear view of your expenses. They're all in one place. Over 5 million users. They've saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions because, yeah, I mean, each one, just like do the math. I had 5 million. Each would cost $100. Saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/theboys. That's rocketmoney.com/theboys. rocketmoney.com/theboys.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are.
They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Hollywood Handbook. So we threw a shoe at him. We threw him down the fireman's pole. We are doing Muay Thai kickboxing on him. What else? What have you learned? What's something from your movies? What's something that that Ralph did in Rampage movie? Is there any moves that he taught you?
Ralph the Wolf?
Yes.
Okay. I don't think I ever actually had a scene with Ralph. I think I mostly interacted with the George is the big ape gorilla.
I hate to, because we do have to.
Yeah, we have to move it along.
Kevin's candy corn.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But you gotta go to set. You just gotta be on set.
Yeah,
right.
You know,
it's so important. Be indispensable.
Yes.
Right.
Because you never know when they go like, whoa, hang on. Like, actually, it would be pretty cool if Ralph met Jack, your character, and that was like Piddlebutt or something. Like, what was his?
Sure, Piddlebutt. That's...
And you said he's just running away.
Right, yeah, I'm just running away. But I'm not running away from... Yeah, I mean, I think we had maybe like a guy doing kind of like an Andy Serkis type thing.
But they go, oh, it'd be cool for Ralph to meet this guy. You know, like the director just gets an idea by seeing you two chopping it up at Crafty.
Right. No, I mean, that never happened. I just kind of went in the days that I was called. And yeah, I guess I should have met everybody.
Yeah, I know.
But,
we're telling you that you fucked up.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what this conversation is.
The rap party. And then you send an email afterwards where you're like, Ralph. Oh God, it's like so awesome working. Wish we had more scenes together, bro. Like, right. But we got to do something together, you know.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Now he has like a positive association with you. Even guys like Ralph, like they like hearing that they did a good job.
No, totally. No, he did a great job.
You
Ralph.
Think they're like above it or something, right? But actually, he's still just a guy. I mean, he's a dog, but he's a guy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he's just as insecure as you or me.
Yeah, totally. I mean. Can I, like, on the show right now, can I praise, can I kind of give him some sort of praise?
Yeah, what was it like working with Ralph?
It was great. It was great working with Ralph. You know, I think he bared his teeth. He ran around. Yes. He ate some guys. It was very fierce, very...
Did he punch in through a window and, like, pull out something and eat it?
I think he grabbed the guy out of a helicopter midair. Yeah. You know, he jumped up and nice. Took some. I think he had like porcupine spikes on him too. Shot out of his back. So you know, really impressive all around, Ralph. And if you're listening, big fan of your work, and we should do something together.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Do you guys do shout outs on this? Is that okay? That I just
we let people basically send any email that they want via this podcast.
Got it. Mm-hmm.
So if you just have an email that you need to send, you can just kind of say it here. And then we'll just get it to the right.
You can't respond to an email on the show, but you can start a new chain on the show.
Mm-hmm. Got it. Cool.
And Kevin will get it there.
Yeah.
Do you need anything you need sent out right now while we
anything
have you?
Going down? What's up?
I think I'm
have
trying
have you been
to...
in touch with your reps during all this craziness?
Yeah, a little bit.
I'm sure
you know?
They'd love to hear from you.
Yeah, we can just say hi, say, you know. Tell them
just
I hope
a
they're
check
doing well.
In, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
These are people too. They've got families. So, you know, they must be worried about you.
Sure. I mean, I could ask them how they're doing too, and you know, because I just hope everybody's safe right now and, you know, trying to stay sane.
Tell you who it wouldn't hurt to email, speaking of the boys, Seth and Evan.
I could email that, yeah.
Seth and Evan. Hey, just watch a pickle movie.
Good pickle. It's a great pickle movie.
Hey, oh, the pickle, say, oh, the pickle movie.
That pickle is so funny.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Something like that goes a long way.
You think?
Mm-hmm.
I hope okay. so.
Kevin will turn that into something. Kevin's got the basic idea of it.
I do that. I Photoshop a photo of you eating a pickle, and then it says, like, just kidding, just kidding, just kidding.
Okay, yeah, that'd be great.
I only do my work on Reddit, though, so it's going to be, are they
Kevin
on Reddit?
Sends, yes.
Is Seth on r-Reddit, or is r-Seth and Evan?
I can just email them myself if you want. What you're saying is
Kevin's
saying
got it. Kevin's actually going to be making a delivery already because I actually do have something that I need sent as well. And it is, do you have a pen, Kevin?
Yes.
It is,
Bic or Pilot?
It's just a pen. This is just for writing.
Okay, then Pilot.
It is one ass beating care of Kevin's ass. First class overnight delivery. One ass street. And it's your ass kicking your ass.
And it's my ass kicking my ass.
So he makes both deliveries of like mail and also email.
Yeah, it's all yes. Yeah.
Yes.
It's okay. All via Reddit. You can do everything on Reddit now, Kevin tells me.
And yeah. I always deliver, that's what I say.
Mm.
Okay, so what else? Ralph ate some guys definitely can't eat, Kevin.
Oh, you're
it'll fuck him up.
Oh, okay. I get it. You're taking suggestions from Ralph.
Yeah, just like stuff that he did, different kinds of punching that he did.
He didn't punch so much as he bit and howled and again, like porcupine spikes in his fur or something. There was
okay,
something
well,
about,
we're
like,
obviously not going to do that, Jack. So like we can skip over that.
Right. Let's see. He,
what's happening on the fucking Star Trek thing?
Oh, right. It's a cartoon. What do you mean? Like it's out right now.
Is there anything we can use on that? I don't. Yes. Okay.
Oh, we got like phasers on that. You know, there's the Vulcan neck grab. That's not really on our show. That's more of a Spock thing from the original series. But that's like a physical move that kind of knocks people out.
You just grab them.
You have your two fingers and you kind of pinch where their neck meets their shoulder. And then
the neck.
Something about the. Yeah, I guess not. But then something about the pressure, I guess, knocks them out.
What is that part, right? Because it's not the neck, you know what I mean? But it's not your shoulder either. What are we calling that? Fellas, what is that part that is like not the neck and it's not the shoulder? Like, what are we calling this now, you know?
Fellas, it's sound
fucking
off.
2020.
Sound
we haven't
off.
Come up with it. Yeah, tweet it, Kevin, and let him know, like hit him with a hashtag. Hell, tell Jack, you know, because he can run it up the chain to some of the star guys he works with.
I would just call it like lower neck or like
again, it was a call to action for our listeners. So
right.
It's best if you don't solve it today on the show.
Got it.
So what are some other Kevin, like what are some of your favorite heroes from history?
Oh, wow.
Just really drive the message home. I would love to use some of your idol's favorite moves against you.
Mm.
Patrick Starr?
From SpongeBob?
No.
No. See, this is so interesting. That, like, it's just so funny. I really thought, I just thought, why did you get into doing this? That, like, and again, we
do
have
to
beat Kevin's
like
ass.
It.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I don't know. Is it like a Strange Task thing where he was in? I don't know.
It's actually the actor's name is Random Task.
Mm-hmm.
Rando Task.
What was Patrick Starr in before SpongeBob?
Your friends
seen Heavenly
neighbors?
Creatures.
The Neighbors.
I was saying Your Friends and Neighbors. There's a monologue that Jason Patrick gives about some childhood locker room antics, and Patrick Starr just walks he's in a restaurant. Patrick Starr walks up to the table and goes to he goes to refill the water, and then he sort of hears the content of what's being discussed. He goes like, "Oh, maybe I'll come back later, actually." And he kind of tiptoes backwards. It sort of doesn't match the tone of the scene, honestly. But
right.
At any rate, it's like a good, you know, it is a good performance for what it is. I probably would have cut it out.
In the movie, is he a pink starfish?
That matters to you?
Yes.
Okay. It's just like kind of a weird thing to ask, but yeah, he is. So is that good or bad to you?
I'm kind of confused on, because you say random. So the actor's name is Random Task and his character's name is Random Task. Mm-hmm. Okay. So he appeared in Austin Powers and in The Company of Men as himself is what you're saying.
Yes. And he was in Jersey Vera Drake.
Okay. Okay. As is Patrick Starr in a few, appearing as himself in SpongeBob and also Friends and
Patrick's. Neighbors. So no, Patrick Starr.
No,
is not himself. In as Sean just said, he is Waterman.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's good. Okay. Yeah, I mean, you do associate him because of the water, I guess. Mm-hmm. But like, I mean, they're both in The Shape of Things.
You mean the shape of water?
No, no, I understand someone did just say water, but that there is actually, now we're saying a different word, which is things. This is another Neil LaBute, actually.
Okay.
Yes. It's Paul Rudd. Is it Rachel Weisz?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's sort of, you know, Paul is, kind of being changed or changing himself throughout this relationship. Gretchen Mol, Fred Weller. It's four kind of college friends, and they're it's about relationships, about your friends, how your friends change when they start dating someone, and how much kind of power an intimate romantic relationship can have over you and you know your identity and all of that. But Patrick Starr plays like an art curator. He doesn't play it goofy, he doesn't overplay it, but he is always knocking over the art, and he is usually slipping on it afterwards. And Random Task is a security guard in the same museum. There's like a sort of art, you know, art piece thing to it. He's often left to clean up the mess that Patrick makes, but it's subtle, it's done, you know, tastefully.
Okay. Now, I've never seen that movie. I guess I gotta see it.
Can I ask a personal question to Jack?
Yes.
Okay, this kind of spoils a little bit of The Boys, but when the big death scene happens, do you know what I'm talking about? Whoa.
Yeah, we have a few of those, but I think I know which one you're talking about.
Yeah.
The one in the beginning? Vague? Yeah, sure.
Was that scary?
It was kind of a, you know, it was a big day. It was like my second day on set. And, you know, it was kind of an emotional day as well, because, it's a character that really
that's all
matters
I, okay,
a lot.
Thank okay, you. That's all it. I wanted to know. Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you though.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I do when I want to watch a fun animated comedy?
What?
You probably want me to watch Star Trek, but instead I start Wreck. Hit Ralph.
Oh, cool. That's I like that movie.
Yeah, I do too.
That's why he starts it.
Right. That's a really good movie.
Is that the same Ralph?
Oh, to my knowledge, no. But I've been wrong twice today. I think
so.
Oh, okay.
We still have a lot. So we have to, first of all, obviously, we have to beat Kevin's ass to completion. Is there like a final? We've like barely done anything to him. He got like one shoe thrown at him. He did go down the stairs or down the fireman's pole in a shopping cart.
I'm starting to wonder if it's a mistake. And honestly, I'm starting to wonder if we should be enlisting Kevin to help us beat Jack's ass.
I mean,
just based on how this has gone.
Right. Well, I mean, Kevin does have like an army of stinky food. I don't
the
really
grass
have
out
that.
Gang.
Yeah, I honestly, if you guys beat me up, that would be closer to what the reality of the boys is.
Tell me if you think this is okay. One of the members of the Gross Out Gang is named Loogie CK.
Okay.
And now, Kevin tells me that that's okay because he's like gross.
Uh-huh.
That's all right. But he is also like friends with these guys and they are like protecting him.
Oof. It's, that was a lot.
Yeah, no kidding.
You're asking me if that's okay?
Is it okay for one of the members of Kevin's reanimated army of stinky food to be named Loogie CK?
I'm just going to go ahead and say no, probably.
Yeah, I agree.
When was the character named? Was it...
like 6 months ago.
Oh. So full knowledge of everything that he's done. I'm going to go ahead and say no.
One of them is named Grist D'Elia.
I don't know. When was he named?
Like 5 years
ago. Last week. Like you texted me when you changed it. You were so happy with it.
So, okay. Since we're on this train of thought, what are the other names of the yucky bunch? Because it just seems like they're all people that got... Like
Jeff Gross. I mean, it's spelled gross, but it's
pronounced Gross.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's Woody Smellin. Doesn't even really rhyme that well.
I'm gonna go ahead and say, because it seems like you named all of these Yucky Bunch people kind of the day you found out about their misdeeds, like the real person's misdeeds. So it feels like maybe
Harvey Weinslime is one.
Okay.
Of them.
Yeah, you have to rename all of them because this is just
yeah, Kevin, you have to rename every single.
It's just kind of a bad taste at this point.
The whole Gross Out Gang.
Yeah,
he renamed the gang to the Yucky Bunch, but he didn't change any of their individual names, which were like the offensive part. Because we told him you have to change the name, and then he like found a workaround.
I mean, could you just change it to like okay, like with Loogie CK? Could you just change it to like who's another famous Louis? Like Loogie Armstrong or, you know, something like that.
Kind of disrespectful to name a member
that's
of
fucked
the,
up.
The Gross Out Gang after
right.
Louis Armstrong.
Rude, yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe there's like a middle of the road Louis who like, I mean, there aren't that many out there.
Mm-hmm.
Louis, Loogie Anderson?
Okay. Yeah, I guess you could do Loogie Anderson.
He's cool.
That's a little disrespectful, but
I'm not trying to disrespect. I'm just saying if you got to rename, if you got to, you were the one that decided to, not you, but Kevin, you were the one that decided to name all of these gross food monsters after predators. So I'm just saying.
They named themselves. They named themselves.
Oh, okay. That changes things, I think.
Yep.
Huh. I'm just all around uncomfortable by, this whole the venture
whole
really. Yeah, yeah.
All right. Well, do you want to say hi to, you know, your parents or any special lady in your life or anything before we get going?
I have to go
to the bathroom.
Okay, so the we're almost done.
Usually people at the end say hi to like people they love.
Yes, talk to their parents or if there's like a, you know, if there's a special lady or guy or what, you know, anybody, if they're budding
siblings or like a great teacher
solidified. Oh yes, a teacher that was really special to you.
Okay. I'll say hi.
Or your reps. We talked about your reps if you want to shout them.
Right. They're already getting emailed, but if you want to say hi to them.
I just started using WordPress they seem cool.
Okay.
If you want to say hi to WordPress.
You want to shout out to WordPress?
And if you want
you.
To, it's just another option.
Well, if you guys gave me the option of someone, like a romantic partner, so I'm just going to say hi to my girlfriend, Liz. Been together for like 5 years now. It's crazy. I love you so much.
Nice.
Yeah.
Love is like, it's just like, it's honestly, and I'm getting like, love,
go off. Go off.
Love is like,
God, and just thinking this. You know? Off.
I love this. Yes. Yes. Go off.
Love yes, is like
love if I could. It's
yeah.
More than like even it's the total it's exact. I mean, you know, it's why we even like love. No, thank you, Jack. That really brought it all home for me, man.
Yeah.
That was a nice reminder for me.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, again, I have to.
Nothing like weird or anything, but like it would be great. It just like if you could go kiss her, that would be great. Nothing weird, you know, but just
right,
like,
right. Yeah.
Usually, I mean, if after the people do the show, they go kiss their girlfriend or like whatever.
No,
But promise me you're going to do that.
I'm gonna probably do that.
That's a promise.
At a certain.
Oh, okay.
Yes. All right,
bye.
Sure.
Bye.
Hollywood Handbook.
That was a HeadGum podcast.